In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I beg your pardon for my sins. The grace to spend this time of prayer fruitfully. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, may Guardian Angel intercede for me. We are now the month of January. Just a few days ago, we began the new year, full of hopes, full of desires. Why so? Because we are not a monument made out of granite or marble. It doesn't change. The statue is there. It doesn't change at all, no matter how long you wait. No, we are pilgrims. We have to remind ourselves continuously. You know, when you go to Mass, you stand up when the priest comes in, accompanied by the servers, sometimes with the candles in solemn Masses. You know why? Because that's an image of the Church, of each one of us who are pilgrims. The priest goes at the beginning of the Mass towards the altar to offer the sacrifice of the Mass. He's going to begin it. It's a reflection, it's an image, it's an icon of our life. The people of God is pilgrim. You are a pilgrim in the sense of you are going somewhere, you know where? Towards happiness, towards heaven, where the sacrifice will not be offered in invisible species, invisible elements. You see bread, but looks like bread, but in fact it's Jesus, means it's sacramental. No, in heaven will be reality. We will see God face to face. You will see him face to face, and that's our happiness, hopefully. But meanwhile, we cannot forget that we are pilgrims. We are racers, let's put it this way, racers, in a race which is your life. You see, a racer does not sit down and wait for things to happen. No, a racer runs, perspires, gets tired. Sometimes he falls but gets up and continues running, because he had to reach the goal. That's Christian life. That's your life. That's what your life should be. Full of hope, because you hope to reach the end. Otherwise, why should we run if you never reach the end? Full of hope, beginning again, every day, constantly. Don't be afraid. You are a child of God. And the Lord is expecting you to fight every day. We are just poor sinners, the Lord understands. We have to begin many times. You don't believe me? Okay, look. Among the seven sacraments, isn't it true that you have the sacrament of confession? What is the sacrament of penance or confession for? To repair and to restable you in the state of grace, to remove the sins from you. Who instituted it? Jesus Christ our Lord, when he said, whose sins you forgive, they shall be forgiven. He told this to the apostles and therefore to all the priests, those persons who share the ministerial priesthood. So if the Lord thought that a Christian, a son of God like you and me, will never have any failure, what is the need of the sacrament of confession if this person is never going to fail? So, well, I don't know if it helps you as a consolation. The Lord knew that you and I are breakable, but that you and I had to keep on beginning again. In one occasion, the founder of Opus Dei, Saint José María Escrivá, went to Portugal. It's a beautiful country, Portugal. I've been there. And some people of the work gave him a token, a gift, materially of little value. It's a soup bowl. A soup bowl made out of clay, white clay, porcelain, and decorated as it's usual in these Mediterranean countries, Portugal, Spain, France, and Italy. The peasant is big because the family is big also, so I need a lot of soup, right? And the soup bowl had signs that had been broken to some pieces, but it was the soup bowl had been repaired. Nowadays we put this epoxy or super glue to put together all the few pieces, not, you know, a small smithering that will be impossible, but just shards, a few pieces. But in ancient times, there was no glue, there was no epoxy, so the peasants put a piece of iron, like a staple piece of iron holding together two pieces, and then they will secure the pieces with gypsum or something. So from outside you could see there were little pieces of iron wire, staples, holding together each one of the two pieces with the next. And all in all, it was repair. Yeah, you put the shards together, it took place, the soup would not leak. So that was it. Now, the soup bowl, as I was saying, was painted, and it was an inscription on it. And in Portuguese was written, Amote, 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 which means I love you, I love you, I love you. So it was a work of love to repair it, no? Saint José María liked it very much, but immediately he compared it with, he thought of his life, of our life. We have to begin again many times in our life, putting the shards together. If necessary, with staple. Well, try to understand me. I'm not saying that you must break. No. I say that sometimes we break. Better if you don't break down, right? But you have to keep that attitude of that willingness to begin again, if necessary. To resume the race, because there is no way but forward, no way but ahead. Because you are destined, my friend, you are destined to happiness. And that happiness is God. That happiness is a person. In fact, three persons. God. This is your destiny. And you must remain fixed on the race. Focus on the race. Advancing. Every little. Every day, a little. Without pause. Without, it would be horrible. You turn around and walk backwards towards the beginning of the race, losing what you have conquered. No. This is the virtue of hope that we must keep in ourselves constantly. Now, we were saying this month, it's a good occasion to begin again. Now that it seems, well, that the COVID will be slowly disappearing, hopefully, what should we do? Well, you know, when you run, you plan. You plan first. How are you going to run? What gear, what equipment you're going to bring? How are you going to run? Perhaps sometimes expert runners, I don't know much about it, but first they go slowly and then towards the last meters they sprint. They go very fast, whatever the case. In other words, we have to examine ourselves and make a balance. Make a balance. That examination, which I'm sure you're doing now, taking advantage of this time of conversation with God, should always begin with contrition. That is, with repentance, looking back and saying, I'm sorry, Lord. You have offered yourself in the cross for me, and I have not taken you seriously. In this episode, in the other occasion, I have not been serious about my duties. I have not corresponded you. I have not paid you back with more love for all the love that you have given me. Begin that contrition, because that contrition will lead you to the real examination of conscience. You have to go to it with that idea in mind. I fail. Because if you become despondent and instead of contrition you say, and so what? Well, I don't think there's a good attitude, right? To begin again. No, you have to begin again with humility, contrition, and then examining. I'm sure spiritual direction, they have suggested several things to you, several tips which you can remind yourself now about it. In confession, sometimes they have given you advice, well, avoid this and that, fight more in this point or the other. Well, that's a good material to examine yourself and to find out. And then that occasion and the other. But don't think only of little failures. Now that we begin the year, we have to think of the many graces that the Lord has given us. Many favors that the Lord has showered us with. Enormous favors, which sometimes we don't notice them. This is because, yes, you're running, as we were saying, but God is not, you know, at home, distracted, watching a game. No, He is. Actually, right now, looking at you, right now, you are talking to Him. He is present everywhere. And he knows more than you think. He knows your struggle, your desire to begin again right now. He knows also those moments when you have not responded to him. And he continues sending you his graces. He doesn't say, well, you failed me. Well, goodbye, baby. You will never have my favor again. No, he is a father. He's not an employer that fire a useless employee. No, he is your father who never gives up with his son because he loves him. That's God's providence. He has sent us so many things. I must say, among others, the COVID. What? Yes, the COVID. I don't know because I'm not God, but I'm sure that God had a plan with it. God disposed things in such a way that eventually it will be a good favor for you and me, for all of us. It will help us to look at the world with a new perspective. What is my life for? Am I sure that I am building myself, accomplishing myself? Isn't it true that this situation, when we see the pain of people, the loss of so many friends, we react and we say, well, I have to take my time more seriously. God loves us so much. Like a good father, you know, sometimes he gives us a taste of what happened when we abandoned him. When we suffer, sometimes that suffering is used by God to tell us that that's not the road. You're running, for instance, yes, as an example. But if it's dark or if you are a little bit silly, instead of running on the good terrain along the road, along the track, race track, you may go through to the rice field. What happened? You slosh there, your feet are in the mud, and you hardly can run, right? Well, that's the moment that we are suffering, and God telling us, I don't think you are going in the right direction, so you better get out of it as soon as possible. And you react, and you ask our Lord for pardon, and you abandon the rice field, and you come in, you come back to the rice track, to the good ground, and you continue running. Now, with more experience, now we desire never again to go to the rice field because it's flooded, and you cannot run there, and leads you nowhere. Thank you, Lord, for all the help that we have been sending to us in this past year. I promise I begin again because I hope in you, because you are my Father who loves me more than all the fathers of the world. You love me more than my own dad. Yes, be sure of this, because you have sent your son to die for me. Because you have never abandoned me, even though I have abandoned you. You are with me, looking at me, helping me. I'm sorry for my past mistakes. Promise this new year, it will be different. It will be taken seriously, my vocation as a Christian, a person who is running a race. My formation, so that I know what to do. I don't just play by oído, but I know what God expects from me. I will be accepting the help from the others, especially in spiritual direction. I will be looking at the good example of those who continue running, not at the bad example of those who have given up. Hopeless persons, unfortunately. And thank you, Lord, for all the gifts you have given me, even those I'm not aware of. Oh, yes. Sometimes God has given us favors which we become aware only later on, perhaps after years. This thing happened to me. Well, thank God I am what I am now. God is your Father and loves you. Don't be afraid. The Lord tells you constantly, it is I, it is me. Just know what to do, learn to use the indication that I'm sending you. That new friendship that you have, that good friend that is trying to help you. And avoid that other friend who is trying to corrupt you. We say in Spanish, Año Nuevo, Lucha Nueva. New Year, New Struggle. Yes. New Year, New Impetus in your life to begin again. That's what New Year means. This New Year, 2021. Let's do conscientiously that examination of conscience. Let's begin again. Don't be afraid if you feel yourself like a little child who hardly knows how to speak, but is trying his best to say mama, papa, and to give the first steps. He's not afraid if he falls, because he knows that his mother, that his father are nearby, and immediately will bring him up, will grab him on his arms, and he will be able to begin again. Let's continue, beginning again constantly. And I'm not telling you just at the beginning of the year. Actually, we have to begin again constantly. Again, Saint José María Escrivá, in one occasion, I remember, he opened his heart to us and told us, you know, every day I feel impersonating, he said, impersonating the prodigal son when he decided to go back to his father's house. Every day, very often during the day. Well, that's what we have to do. Every day, to rectify, to examine our, am I walking towards my father's house? Am I running within the race track? Beginning again, don't be afraid. That's the way we are. We are clay. We are not stainless steel. We are breakable. We are not, you know, unbreakable, and no way for me. I will not be. No, that's pride, my friend. That's pride. Every day, one step, one little step, one more step to heaven, rectifying, beginning again. In the small things, don't think, well, if anything happens, it will be a big thing there. Imagine. No, no. We are talking about little things. I don't have to go there. I don't go there. I have to finish well my work. I do it. I have to leave my room orderly. Well, you take a couple of minutes to leave everything as it should be. I'm tired. Well, I smile in spite of my tiredness. It's my time to do this, I do it. It's my time to finish this paper or the other. You see, constantly, not only in the things of the soul, but in the professional things, you have to use this attitude, this orderly attitude. That's the virtue of hope. Don't ever lose your hope. Beginning again, because your Father God is waiting for you. Our salvation, your salvation has two mortal enemies that you should avoid in this beginning of the year. One is despair. When after a fall, perhaps a little fall or a big fall, a person decides, no, it's impossible. I won't begin again. I know, it's hopeless. I give up. That's despair. Doesn't come from God. Doesn't come from humility. It comes from pride and it comes from the devil. My friend, don't ever think that way. You can always begin again. You must always begin again in small things. And the other enemy is called presumption. When things don't go so bad, and a person thinks, well, okay, everything is okay, I don't need to fight, oh, kaya kaya, so I don't need to actually exert effort. So things will come without exerting effort. And the person trusts his own strength and forgets about God and thinks that he's under control of the situation and he can do anything now. So I don't need to actually exert any effort. How many persons have been lost precisely because of presumption, abandoning the struggle? So there is no sick person who should give up, because God is always ready to give us victory in whatever we begin, praying to Christ without despair, but without presumption. That's hope. The Lord is my salvation. That's hope. It's not hope when the person trusts in the human means exclusively. I'm very sharp, I'm very intelligent, or my father had plenty of money, my father is very influential, that's what is going to bring me victory. No, my friend, we have to say, ultimately, God is my father, God is my help. I trust that he will be constantly helping me to continue the race. Meanwhile, I have to continue doing my best to reach the victory. You know, in the history of the people of Israel, they were attacked by all the enemy, the Assyrian, the Babylonian. And in the time of Prophet Jeremiah, there were like two parties. One party want to trust the Egyptian. They have wonderful chariots. Let's ally ourselves with the Egyptian and we will defeat the Assyrians. And the other party was the party of Jeremiah, who says, don't trust the chariots of the Egyptian. Don't trust their horses. Don't trust the intelligence of the princes of Israel. Trust in the Lord. They lost because they abandoned God. Don't be like them. Your trust in the Lord. In God we trust. Yeah? In God we must trust. You know? So abandoning yourself, beginning again. But at the same time, doing everything. Everything you can do. Think of our Mother the Virgin. Mother of hope. When you look at her, you know that salvation is at hand. We call him her. Star of dawn, aurora, because when you look at her, you know that the sun, who is Jesus Christ, is about to come up. So continue looking at her, asking her intercession, that she speak good things about you to our Father God. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I beg your help in performing them. Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, may guardian angel intercede.